We started last week. Migretav Shehiye. We started a shtikel chazore. The isur chazore. So let me gain mesuda. Chazore is really a lot of nafkiminis, a lot of machlekesim. The halacha is divided to two. Is the isur nesine lekatchile? Is the isur nesine lekatchile? Meaning, we're not speaking now on isur bishu. We're talking on zachen that a mevushel kol tzorkoi, they warm. There's no isur bishu, but is the isur to put it lekatchile? You're not allowed to take it out of the fridge. I'm saying even if it's dry, mevushel kol tzorkoi. We'll see later. Is the isur to put it on the fire in Shabbos? This we'll speak soon. This, even if the fire is go vekotum, is a isur. Is a isur to put on the fire in Shabbos, even when it's go vekotum, is a isur the rabbanon to put on Shabbos. That's his isur nesine lekatchile. And this will go back in a second. We're holding the vial isur chazore. What is isur chazore? The getter from isur chazore is Chazal asert. A person has a pot on the fire in Shabbos. It's mevushel, mevushel kol tzorkoi. He took it off the fire, and now he wants to put it back on the fire. There's no isur mevashel, we're talking mevushel kol tzorkoi. There's no isur mevashel. But he wants to put it back on the fire. He wants to put it back on the fire. Chazal asked me the rabbonon to put it back on the fire. Why? There's two reasons. Other mechzikim mevashel, people that come in the room, see people are putting food on Shabbos. Mechzikim mevashel. Other, the gzeira de rabbonon is shemo yovo ilachto is begecholim. The gzeira de rabbonon shemo yovo ilachto is begecholim. Now let me again say that. So the isur de rabbonon to put it on the getter from the isur de rabbonon at lekula alma is also mit de rabbonon. If you have a fire, open fire, a flame, and you have a pot on it, and you took off the pot and you want to put it back, it's also mit de rabbonon. Even if it's mevushel kol tzorkoi, we call it isur chazore. And I want to be madgishit, because when we go alamol to all of the protim, this is for sure a case that is also. Open fire, you had a pot, chon pot, you took it off, you can't put back the chon pot. What would be if you did it? So the halacha is like this. If you did it, and it was not mevushel kol tzorkoi, and it became mevushel kol tzorkoi, it's also. What would it be if it was cold and it became warm? If it was cold and it became warm? So then, cold man it's warm, you're for sure not allowed to eat it. If you wait till it cools down, it's a machlekes if you're allowed to eat it. That's like in a shayle. Shabur is matter, the chazanish asus. But if it was already cooked, mevushel kol tzorkoi, and it's even not mitztamek v'yofelo. It's mevushel kol tzorkoi. Just you want to keep it warm, so even you're not allowed to do it. If you did it, you're allowed to eat it. Then you had chicken, or everything is ready. You took it off, you put it back. You're not allowed to on an open fire. But if you did it, even that it stayed warm in your schus, but it was already warm, is no isur. Nasi da aloch. So now let me gain a shtikel keseda. So the numul chazora on an open fire is no heter. What are the ways if a person wants to be machzir? What is the echetim? Says chazal, a person has a chant. Will never have a piece of chant. Has a piece of chicken. He wants to take a piece of chicken. What is the way that he could take it off the fire, take what he wants and put it back on? Chazal said, it's a couple conditions. Couple tnoim, and I'm going to say that. The first tnai has to be grufa v'ktuma. Main grufa v'ktuma, we said, l'mashal, you put a blech on, this is grufa v'ktuma, most shittas. We said a hot plate is grufa v'ktuma. So the first thing is, if you want to start to think about putting back, it has to be a hot plate, other l'mashal, a blech. L'mashal, a crack pot is not grufa v'ktuma, because it's a place that you're cooking. It's a normal electric place. There's no way in the world that you could pick up a crack pan and put it back. You're over Yisuch HaZoret. Maybe if it be silver foil, then it's not learn better the Hilchus crack pan. But a normal crack pan, Louis Yitzur, has nothing inside. That is Yisuch HaZoret. So when the Echetimtze that you mutter to do it is, when it's Grufa Viktuma. On them, Nishtova Tzoret. The second Zach, Chazal say, has to be Niker. And when people will come, they will see that you're putting it back. That it's not a nesina lekatchile, that you're putting it back, that it's a chazore. So the Gemara brings down two conditions. One tonight, the Gemara brings down that when you took it off the fire, you didn't put it on the floor. But if you put it on the floor, you can't put it back. Floor. Second tonight, a different man, the Omar says, has to be that you had a das when you took it off to put it back. If you didn't have a das, it's not connected. The Ran is choylik in both conditions. He says the Gemara talked about Erev Shabbos, and you put it back in Shabbos. Then you need these conditions. But if Shabbos, you took it off, you could put it on. Das Yechidoi, we don't pask in that Ran, and we will use it for Tzirufim. Now, for sure, a condition has to be that it's Mevushel Kol Tzorkoi. Now, if it's dry, it doesn't have to be warm, even if it got cold, because there's no Yisur Bishul. If it's liquid, it has to be warm. Now, I know, I'll explain. We said, Alamol, Chazore is Matir the Rabbonans. But you're not allowed to cook with Chazore. If a person closed the light, you're not allowed to quick put it back on. You can't take off the fire, quick put it back. The minute you took it off, if you put it back, you Mevashal Deiraisi. So it has to be Mevushal. To be Mevushal, is two conditions. If it's a Dover Yovesh, a gush, if it's mevushel kol tzorkoi, even if it's dry, ain't bishul achar bishul. And liquid, yesh bishul achar bishul. So it has to stay warm. So alamol, two things you have to remember for sure. You have to look, if it's dry, it could be cold. If it's liquid, it has to stay warm. If not, you can't put it back. Second condition, you only could put back in a grufa v'ktuma. To put back in an open fire is nothing more to talk about. Now we have to go to the other two conditions that the Gemara said, that you have to have not to put it on the floor and to have a das. Salam again, Kaseida. A person that wants Likatchila to take off chant and to put it back on, the way he has to do it, he takes off the chant, and the cover will speak later, he takes off the chant, he has to check that it's warm, if it's liquid inside, Grufa Biktuma, to hold it, al das, to put it back, to hold the pot in his hands, not to put it down on the floor, and then Bechai Gavni, he for sure could put it back. This is the best way. Pick up the chunk, one guy holds it, the other guy takes, and then you put it back. What would be, in the same case of the chunk, he took the chunk off the fire, he's holding onto the chunk, he didn't think to put it back. But when it's in his hands, he decided, I'm changing my mind, I'm putting it back. The marshal, he asks, what is the Echatimtze? A person decides he has guests, Mataganza Suda, go to the kitchen, to take off the chant. Shema Brochus, a first of Shema Brochus. And then the chant, and that second five Gedolim walk in. You know, it's five Madroshes now. He knows, man of the chant, Zain Kalt, he wants to put it back. But he didn't have a das to put it back. You can't serve the Gdolim Chant B'di'evit. So the halacha is, Vailitz Be'yodoy, even that he didn't have a das le'achzir, le'katchile, we could be makel b'shas ha'tzorech to put it back. Again, le'katchile b'shas ha'tzorech, it's not le'katchile, it's what it's talking about. I'm saying, here b'shas ha'tzorech you could put it back. So these two halachas I think are close. Lekatchile to hold it, al das to put back. If you're holding it and you change your mind, like at chile b'diyah, then you're allowed to put it back. We'll go weiter. The next shlav. A person took off, you have to just remember the klali. You took off the pot, you put it on the floor. Al das to put it back. You didn't know the aloha. You remember, yeah? Al das to put it back, it's good. So you put the chant and you put it on the floor. You're not allowed to put it back. What if it's mamishas atcha godel she'en kedugmosoi? So you have to ask a shayla. I'm saying, is a mokim, is a biru aloha, that while you had a das to put it back, ikir adin, if das doesn't help. If it's on the floor, it's on the floor. But, zakim shlom azaman is a eitze. You could put it back on a hot plate. Again. Even in a nochabal. If you took it off and you put it on the floor, even if you had a das, it doesn't help, zakim the Mishnah Berurah. Shas atchak otzum, lamafreg narov. Zakim shlom azaman was a eitze. You could put it back on a hot plate. And we'll explain later why. Hot plate is a eitzah, Zakim Shlom Zalman. A hot plate, you're allowed to put it back. So you go to the neighbor and you put in his hot plate. If you don't have a hot plate, if you took it off from a blech. Now, some people think it's a very big mistake going around. What would be if he puts it on the floor but he's holding onto the pot yet? He thinks it's oyde beyode. Das amaratzes. Das amaratzes, aber es ist nicht demes. It doesn't help. Oyde beyode means that it's lift by you. See, it's haltach by dir. Aber if it's on the floor and you hold on to it, it's garnished. What yes? It's also, but the evidence it's also. But the evidence it's also. What the world says, you could be makel. Lamazan, you have a huge chant pot. And the maisa, you know, there's no two people, no vos tutman. And there's only a floor. So we go to the table, the accountant, but the vow is on the floor. So, but what do you do? So, the eitzah, what you could do is, you hold the pot, you leave one hand, and it's holding crooked on the floor. We'll get later, and the table is leichter. And the mele, it's not mamish on the floor, and you're holding on to it. And with the other hand, you're taking out the chant. Chai Gavne, yesh lehokim. Yesh lehokim. To put it back. We'll see later, there's an eitzah in the kitchen sometimes on the table, you put it halfway on the table, half in the ear, and you're holding out with a hand. Oh, but two hands on the table is not good. But the vow is picking on the floor. Let me get right. Now, the Gemara declares a suffix. We know if it's on the floor, it doesn't help that you have a das to put it back. What if it's not on the floor? You put it on a chair or a bench. Kisa or safsal mau. Now the chikira is the psul is on the karka. If it's not karka, it's not good. Or the vodas has to be in my hands. So even kisa or safsal is not my hands. La aloch de shulchanoch is meikel de ramo is mach. Okay, we'll not, it's not so much negiah today. We'll see. The ikah today is tables and, you know, the marble or the counter, what you have near the sink. Deal lemaisa, the place that we have to speak lemaisadik. Most people don't put the chant on chairs or on beds. You put it other on a table, other on the, you know, on the, if you have a marble, it's a stick of more, it's like a karka more. Or you have stamma counter from wood near the sink. So let me get kaseda. What would be if a person took off the chant and he put the chant on a chair? Not on the floor, on a chair. He had a das to put it back. On the floor, we said a das to put back doesn't help. On a chair, zog de Mishneh Berurah bedieved, it's okay. Again, lekatchile, not to put it on a chair. You have to hold on to it. Said, it's the eitzah, some people do. They put it halfway hanging, and bemele they make it. Nisht ala maskim, but some people are saying, and that kule. Aber, aber lekatchile, you have to have it not to put it down on the table, not to put it down on the chair. Aber with the evidence, if you put it down on the table or on the chair, if you had a das to put it back, you're allowed to put it back. What if you didn't have a das? Is the normal echatimtze? The same story we said before. You took off the chunk, you put it near the sink. They counted. Marble there, what it is. You put it down there. And the guest came in. You wanted to put it back. But you didn't have a das to bring it back. The Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to put it back. The Chazanish says you're allowed to. Chazanish says you're allowed to. Again, you could say mechan the Chazanish, at least legabi putting it on a hot plate. B'diyevet. This is mamish b'diyevet. It's a b'diyevet ikematzev. It's a b'diyevet ikematzev. Shasatcha godl. Aber lemoshel, lekatchile not to do it. Dehainu, if you took it off, and you put it on the shayish, on the account, what do you have there, on the table? Now, I want to be madgish. We spoke the vial, and the floor we said it's not good, and the floor we said it's not good, even with the evid, you had a das, you're not allowed to put it back. And a chair, if you had a das, with the evid, you're allowed to. If you didn't have a das, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to, the Chazanish is making. He may have to be madgish, I was sticking wrong. This is on a chair. Sanachabo. And the karka also to put back, even if you had a das. And a chair and a table, if you had a das, but the evid you're allowed to put it back, like a tchili, you're not allowed to put it down on a table or a chair, you're not allowed to, if you did it. But if you didn't have a das, the Mishnah Berurah says, even with the evid you're not allowed to put it back, and the Chazanish is making. And we said, but and put it on a hot plate, you could be saying, on the Chazanish, again, you put it with the evid on the table. Now, I wanted to make a chilek. We spoke karka and a table. Now I want to speak about the account that people have near the sinks. Some people have it from marble. Some people have it from wood. Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Eliashiv and Reb Nissim Karelitz, they learned that it's mamish like a table. That's the tables of our days. Why? They said, what was the lomdus? Karka is also. It's a hesach hadas. Karka is a hesach hadas. This is like a chair. Some people sign it, Rav Ozner tainus. No? Said Rav Ozner, the old days, when you took it off the fire, you put it on the floor. When you just went to check what is happening, you put it on the table. Today, the minig is when people finish to cook, they a lot of time take it from the oven and they put it on the side there. It's not mamish because sometimes people want to check things. They also put it on the side there. Amol, karka was a hefsek. It's cold. It's tzino. And people mesiach das. On the table people are not mesiach das. Shaila is how to look at these new things that we have, accountants, marbles, to look at them like a karka, or to look at them like a table. It's like a karka. It's also mechuba. People, when they take off the fire, they put there. Shmuel Ebach says it's totally. If it's near the fire, it looks like a part of the fire. If you put it on the other side of the counter, like near the fridge more, so then it's also. If it's near the oven, it's mutter. He says if you don't have a das to put it back, it's murchomu. So the main I'm saying, if a person wants alamol, lamazogim, he can't carry it in the hands. So he wants to be samech on the sheet is to put it halfway in the ear. It's better to use a table than to use the counter. So these are bochas yoisa, the aleph base, I think what everyone knows. I didn't say the val chidushim, I just went over what is the poshta zach. Now, lo mehet zachon, what is very negeh, and this is be'etzim kmat, every person that is a rabbi shtickel knows, these are the shayles that come at least once a Shabbos. I want to make it mesuda because it's kedai to know that if you have it clear for the ganze leben sa'a revach. A person goes into his kitchen Shabbos, he wants to take off, his wife sent him in to take off chicken. You know, he was never in the kitchen. He took off the chunk in a mistake and he put it on the floor. Instead of taking off the chicken, he took off the chunk. He opens it, oi, the chunk. Ala karka, you're not allowed to put back. He didn't have a das to put it back. He was planning to eat the chicken tonight. The last came down the chunk. He runs to the Rav, I could put it back or not. So the Rav that doesn't know says, no, shteit al gabi karka, but you have it also. You didn't have a das to put it back. About it, we speak when it's warm yet. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, you're allowed to put it back. Reb Shachin Reb Eliashiv hold, you're not allowed to. Reb Shachin Avies. Reb Shach is choylik, very stark, Reb Shach is machbe. Zog to Reb Shach, what is Tolly Delomnes? What is my machlekes with Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach? Zog to Reb Shach haze. We know Chazal said that if it's agabe karka, you're not allowed to put it back. You have to be holding on to it. Maybe the table is also like holding on. So the Rav Shach, lo mikler na hakir. What's the pshat, al gabi karka, you're not allowed to put it back? When it's in your hands, you're allowed to put it back. The pshat is as it. The pshat is as it. When it's al gabi karka, it's a hefsek. If I have a das to put it back, and it's in my hands, so it's mafkir the hefsek. If I put it on the floor, even if I have a das, it's mafkir my das. I didn't have a das to put it back, it's a hefsek. Or fakelt. We master it in our words. I have to have a zikah to the fire. Kilu, I want to put it back. And if I don't have that want to, it's already a reason that I can't put it back. Or fakelt. I don't have to have a want to put it back. What asks it, what I don't want to put it back. The hefsek is what stops it. The chkira is, what would be if the chunk walked off on his own from the fire? Happens. Person puts a pot, slowly, slowly it drips off. Chunk normally spills over chicken. The chicken fell off the fire. You come into the kitchen, it fell off. You ask him, "Daita lehachzir or lo daita lehachzir?" He didn't have a das, he just fell off the fire. You're allowed to put him back, you're not allowed to put him back. What is the shaila? I need the daiter lehachzir, chiyuvi, or I need a hefsek. As Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that if someone else took off your pots, you come into the house, you say, I have a maise, I have a guest, a veshkin da alochas, and he decided to help himself to chant in the middle of the night. He said he asked permission from my wife, I can't rein to them. And for sure he took it off. Zog Rab Kiva Eger, ein odom oyser, dovor sheine shaloi. You're allowed to put it back. Zog Rab Shach, what is the shaykh saying, ein odom oyser, dovor sheine shaloi? But you have to have a das leachzir. Shteyt Rab Kiva Eger, that the pshat, be'etzem it's mutter. If you have a das to take it off, it asks. I declare to Alamol, if you send someone into the kitchen to take off the chunt, the chicken, and he took off the chunt, Zog Rab Kiva Eger, it kunish da'atich, v'loi leivusi, efshot. And I didn't give you a das to take off. Face pshat and tesis. Oh, but I was in it. Kunish da'atich v'lo yilei vusi. So, I zog to Rav Shach, it's nish mistaber azev Rav Kiva Eger, and avade nish tazi. I mean, this is the machlekes of Shem Zalman, and be'etzem Rav Shach. Shem Zalman holds, you have to have a afkoe. And kol zman you don't have a afkoe, more from that, zog to Shem Zalman. Shem Zalman brings down, that in Hilchus Tfilin, shelte mishne bura, if the Tfilin fall off, you don't have to make another bracha. Why? As I've stated, if you take it off, then you have to go out to the bathroom. It's not a hefsek. Shabur says, if it moves the middle of davening, it's ke'ilu you have a das to put it back. So man says, ke'ilu a das the whole time, that if the chunt will go off, you'll put him back. Avshach holds, it's a hefsek the hefsek here. That in tefillin is a hesek hadas. There's no hesek hadas, because my stomach I want it. Here it's fakir. The fact that it's on the floor, it's already stopped the cooking. If you had a special das to put it back, you connected back. You didn't have a das. Then, Shlomo Zalman learns it's like tefillin. Hesach das betefillin is a hefsek. Hesach das in the chant is a hefsek. So, Hesach das betoyes, nishkin Hesach das. As if betefillin, if a mistake it moves, it's not a Hesach das. The talis fell off, it's not you're allowed to put it back. If it's in the middle of davening. This is Shlomo Zalman's malach. Shah said, nay. The fact that it's off, it's already a hefsek. Because mechzikim evashel. It's not din Hesach das. If you were saying the whole time I'm planning to put it back, you saved the matzah. Here was no saving of the matzah. Because lemaisa you didn't have a das to put back the check. Lemaisa the felt is making lemaisa of shemazan, or maliashiv is machmir. Lemaisa zok the felt as a. So the chur, a person saying lemaisa the felt is machmir, you know. Aber, remember the way I said the story. He put it on the floor. If he put it on a table, or even on a shayish, while we said that the Chazanish said that b'di'evet, even if you didn't have a das to put it back, right? The Chazanish said b'di'evet, you're allowed to put it back. So it's not such l'katchila, it's only in a matzav of b'di'evet, it's not the best thing. Here, you for sure could be saying Ma'am Reb Shlomo Zalman. So when someone asks you such a shayish, say, 1 second, where you put it? If the guy said, I put it on the floor, big pot, then Shemazaman is right to matir. Although you have to know, you have a choshev, you didn't ask it. If you put it on the table, anyway the table, the Chazanish says, that even if you don't have a das, you could put it back. So I say, and if you want to put it on a hot plate, that's the best. Now, if someone took off your chunt, and the mistake instead of the chicken, and you put it on the table, so the etzah is, if you put it on a hot plate, if so much tzirufim, this is the way out. What? Hot plate he holds. He doesn't hold from a blech. Fidei Chaznish, you never could put back in a blech. It's not guru viktuma. On a hot plate you could put back. Let me get invited. This is the one shayla that every time will come in the house. Let me get into the tzveita shayla. This is the second shayla that comes every Shabbos. Now maybe in America it's a less matzi, but in Eretz Yisrael it's very matzi. Someone comes over to you in the middle of the Shabbos, you hear a knock at 3 o'clock in the night on your door. The fire went off under the blech. The fire went off under the blech. You have place in your blech, please? The fire went off under the blech. So this person wants now to take his chunk and to put it in your blech. I got it. If it got too cold already, it's too late. If it's cold, it's standing, you can't do nothing about it. But it's warm yet. Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to put it in your blech. Zog Reb Eliashiv, you're not allowed to. This person doesn't have chance for the Shabbos. Why? Zog Reb Shlomo, what is the problem? Here, instead of taking off the fire, he took the fire off the pot. Instead of taking the pot off the fire, he took the fire off the pot. Doesn't make a difference. Like Reb Chaim said, that the mikveh is metayer when you leave the mikveh. Someone asked Reb Chaim, what would it be if someone was in the mikveh and someone took out the water? He never left the mikveh. So he will never be taught. So Reb Chaim said, there's no difference if you leave the mikveh leaves you. So here also, the ma'isa, the person took it off the fire. Again, he didn't have a das. The fire went on his own. So the ma'isa, we have a pot that is off the fire without a das. So b'liyashim holds a shita soy. If it's off the fire without a machshove chiyuvis to plan to put it back, you're not allowed to put it back. Shlomo Zalman holds, no. And then Kol Zman, there's no machshove to take it off. Here lemaisa, the Welt is soymach on Shlomo Zalman for a couple more reasons. First of Shlomo Zalman says that here it's better from a karka, better from a table. It's the same place of the fire. It's mamashki. Even on the table, we said, the Mishnah Berurah said you're not allowed to put it back if you didn't have a das. Chazanish said you're allowed to. Here's Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman. Mistaber Mishnah Berurah also maybe will be moide. It's mokim ha'esh. For sure it's no hesach hadas. The same thing happens a lot of times. People have hot plates. And there's a hafsakat chashmal. I don't know, the electricity goes off. So 10 minutes, the fire it comes back. So you have to know, if a yid fixed it, so you're not allowed to eat it. It's Ma'aseh Shabbos. That's a soul. Sometimes it's a problem. Sometimes it goes on its own, it's automatic. But sometimes if it goes off for 2 hours, b'derech klal, It means that someone came to help. So if the whole country goes off, so it's a heter, because it's sick people and they don't know. But if it's one or two buildings, and then you know, you see a chavrat chashmal car going around, so then it's a problem to use it. Abalam is not in America, there's no problem. So we have the same shaila. The fire went off, and the fire came back. But here again, here it's a sach leichter. See, for a couple of reasons. Here the ma'isa developed the kula alme, you're allowed to use it. Now, one mishayla that is very, very matzui. Again, very, very matzui. A lot of people before Shabbos, you know, Adam told Erev Shabbos, the Gemara said in Baba Kama, a person runs Erev Shabbos and his mazik is potu. He puts all the pots on the blech, but he forgets to put the fire. He forgot to put on the fire. We said anyway from Shlomo Zalman to put on the fire before you put the blech. Because if not, Kubi is not a good for Ktuma. Okay, this person didn't know this from Shlomo Zalman. The mice, he put everything on the blech. Comes Shabbos, there's no fire. Or Amol, they forgot to plug in the hot plate. Everything is good, but it's not plugged in. You know, the little kid pulled out. Or they have like a Shabbos clock there and say, punk fuck out, it's off. Thus tut. Shlomo Zalman Erbach again says, you're allowed to take, if it's warm, you're allowed to take it off. The same idea. So this person has a das. Says, here it's better even. He mamish had a das to put on the fire. He took it off before Shabbos, al das to put it on the fire. Just he forgot. There's no hefsek here. So in a way it's more chomer because it's not even b'Shabbos, it happened before Shabbos. But Shlomo Zalman here for sure was a das. Was a das to put on the fire. Again, some people are machmer on it, but menavisen the klolim. Now, Shlomo Zalman was mechadashir asheni ha'ore. Is this halacha that you have to know? The ma'ase klal Yisrael ha'machmir. Shlomo Zalman also said that you have to be machmir. He just asked the shaila. A lot of times we have, you go into houses, no, I don't know, breite houses, but normal houses, you have an oven. A normal oven, I think, is like a square meter. But I'm talking, you want to have 12 pots of chicken. For instance, you want to have a couple, you have 5 pots of chicken, couple of pots of chant. The kids are, you want everything to be warm. So what you do, you put chicken and chant, you know, you make a whole as a matzah. Everything is ready. Then Lel Shabbos, the while everything is hot. Lel Shabbos, you take off the bottom pots, the chicken pots. And then the chant pots will go down. No, the machna is easier to verstehen. You have chicken and chant. Everything is boiling before Shabbos. But you only have one fryer for the blech. So what you do? You put a blech, you put a chicken pot, straight pot, all the chicken, on top of that you put a chunt. Lel Shabbos, you want to take off the chicken, and the chunt will go down. You're not allowed to. This is nesina lekatchile. This is nesina lekatchile. Because the chunt was never on the fire. It's like you took him out of the fridge and you put him on the fire. You're allowed to pass from one fire to the other fire. You're not allowed to put on the sinner katchila. People are not makpid on it. We're not speaking now to move from different areas in the blech. We'll get to that. We're speaking chicken and on top of it. You're not allowed to. When I say zok mechazinish, when I say zok yipshum azamun ayabach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, in the Ores to Shmira Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, he says, even the Lemaise it's also, he says, if you see in some people they do it, I want to explain to you why they do it. Shlomo Zalman said, I'm telling you not to do it. But if you see people doing it, I want to tell you why they do it. Zokter Azeh, I want to explain to you why. He wants to ask a shayla of Shlomo Zalman. What would be if someone before Shabbos had a chont on the fire? Big chunt pot, boiling hot, could boil for hours even without fire. He picks it up And for 5 hours he wants to stand like this. After 5 hours he wants to put it back. This is his plan. He's allowed to. Why not? If it stays warm. This person, before Shabbos, he had a warm chicken and a warm chunt. He decided to hold it on. Yeah, he's holding it on the fire. It's not munach al karka. And then it goes down. Slowly, slowly, it goes down. So what is the issue? If he didn't plan to do it, you're right. So he took it off the fire. Here he planned to put it on the fire. Just instead of his hands, he has a chicken pot. It's not... Why not? Erev Shabbos and Chazor and Shabbos. No, but here he says, when Erev Shabbos, when he put it, Kilo, he took it off, Aldas to put it back in 5 hours. He says, Kilo, he's putting it back. Avada not to do it. But if people do it, not on a blech, on a hot plate, maybe you don't have to make a mechor. What? Before Shabbos and putting it back after 5 hours. So it's not called holding it. Here he's holding it. Shem Zalman doesn't let to do it. He's only melamed tzchus. If someone of your parents do it, nisht tzmein at tishkotzim to melamed tzchus. But avada nisht tzotandos. Avada nisht tzotandos. Now, Chazore, even that it's mutter, Chazal say you're only allowed to put on top of a blech, on top of a hot plate. Inside the oven, you're not allowed to do Chazore. A lot of times I see little Shabbos, people don't know it. They have chicken, the little kid is crying. They open the oven, they take a polka, they close it, and they put it back in the oven. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do Chazore letoichoi. Only al gabo. The only way you could do chazor al toicho if you take you make inside the oven like a little box. I don't think it's so practical. Now what is very negay, I want to tell you two ichetimtzes. One is mutter and one I didn't know what to answer. I was in the Santa house in America and they asked me that child. Well, we'll start first. Today they made new blechs. I'm sorry, new hot plates. They sell them here in Meisharim. It comes a hot plate, a nice size hot plate, and it has like a box around it that keeps the heat. Like it comes with a box. Like you have, on the cake, like this plastic box. It comes with a whole box with two doors. It folds. It goes in the same package of the hot plate. You open it, it's like plastic. And like this, they say you could put everything on top of it. So people ask if you're allowed to do a chazor inside that. You're allowed to. It's not called the oven. The oven is this. A oven chazal asin. This is not called the oven. But what I saw in a lot of new houses that they build, so the new modern kitchens, they have a special blech for Shabbos. A real blech. But it's a blech that you open it like an oven. Dear, if you take off, the pashtus, you're not allowed to put it back in Shabbos. Some rabbanim wanted to tell me you're allowed to, and the adayin lo yodea klo, what is the halacha? If it's like an oven or not. You have it a lot of time, you're not allowed to put it back. I'm not klo. Now, it's a big kule. Say, Alamo, we're not scared. Na'achai Hashem yishorim, tzadikim yeilich bo, v'rishoyim yikosh lubo. Letzoyrech mitzvah, when you don't, Shaila, what is Tzorich Mitzvah? Tzorich Mitzvah means that you don't have something else. If you have already two pots of chum and you just want to have 12, don't say Tzorich Mitzvah or Tzorich. But, you don't have enough chum, you're allowed to tell a goy to put back the chum. Not only to put it back, you're allowed to put him to tell him to put it on an open fire. You're allowed to tell him if you forgot to put a chum on before Shabbos, and it's ready, it's warm. You're allowed to tell him to do an asina lekatchila even. The tzarech mitzvah. If you have enough food, you should say extra portion, epes fashemt, epes faputz, no. But if you need it letzarech, why is shvus the shvus b'mokim mitzvah? Chazore is shvus, amir lenochri is shvus, shvus the shvus letzarech mitzvah. Someone told me he's mesupek if he needs it so much or not. So maybe in a hot plate you could be making. The Chazanish said this heter of the goy doesn't apply. So, if you need, you have to know alamol, the gdorim. Chazanish answers this whole heter. Shneburah and the most poisim are matir. So you have to know alamol, lemoshel. Sometimes you have the fire went off. So Shum Zalman says you're allowed to. You're scared. Maybe Rabbi Yashi says you're not allowed to. So you call a goy. No matter, you have a tziruf, then anyway it's mutter. If you have a goy available. See, if a person knows, it's alamol, it's a suffix, no, be'etzem, a goy is mutter, be'etzem. So maybe you use the tziruf of the goy, maybe you have a heter. Now, I want to be masbir azach, but I want you to hear it carefully. We know that it's a isur nesine lekatchile. Chazal, we finished. What does nesine lekatchile mean? A person, lemashal, has a challah. He wants to warm his challah in Shabbos. It's davar yavesh and bishul achar bishul. He's allowed to put it on the blech in Shabbos or not? He's allowed to put it on the blech in Shabbos or not? He has a challah. He has a potato kugel. More guests came. He wants Mishalashudah to open a varim and potato kugel. He's allowed to put it on the fire and Shabbos or not. For sure, on a grufa viktumo, on a blech, on a hot plate. For sure, the halacha is also. Also. Chal is the same as a kugel. But leva. This is the halacha. But we'll see from where some people think nishtazim. Everything nesine lekatchile osu. Sai hot plate, sai blech osu. Even a hot plate, okay, there we go. How to do it? A pat on a pat. But about and the blech, and the hot plate osu. Shmuel Zalman, Rabbi Eliashiv, Rav Ozner. Now. All of them answer, even on a hot plate that doesn't have button knobs, I don't know how you call them, things that make it higher or low. This is cloth. Even that they don't have that. Some people in America want to say that you're allowed to put on a hot plate in Shabbos food. You're allowed to. There's a sefer that came out 2.5 months ago, one of the yeshivas of one of the yeshivas, Dalton. It's called Am Mordechai, Mordechai Willick, I think his name is. And he writes a whole zach that it's mutter. L'mayse in the tshuva from Reb Moshe and Chilek Dalet Simena and Dalet Oislam Edei, Shtikel Mashma Zevien. Why? Why they say that it's mutter? Why they say that it's mutter? They say like this. What is the isur to do nesina lekatchila in Shabbos? Mechziki mevashel. What is the isur? Mevashel. Mechziki mevashel. Shema yachta begicholim. Mevashel, we're talking something that is cooked already. Mechziki mevashel. No one cooks on, who cooks on a hot plate? Like we said last week, you're allowed to put on a radiator. No one cooks on a hot plate. Shema yachta begicholim, there's no button. No matter, you're allowed to do it like a tchile. This is what they hold. You're allowed to take a potato kugel, put them on the hot plate. You're allowed to put a challah on the hot plate. Blech, no. Blech, is Hashem yichate. Even if it's covered, but you could mechate. Chazal said, even goru, no, nisht no, but a mistake. Chazal say, even goru vekotum. That normally you cannot be mechate, and Shabbos they were choishes, maybe you be mechate. You will break it, you will find a way to make it bigger. A blech is no way, a hot plate is no way to make it bigger. Number one. Number two, in a blech, people could cook. Some people put raw chont on the blech before Shabbos and it cooks. And a hot plate, you don't cook. The male, no one, it's like a radiator. No one will say that a blech is like a radiator. This is what they wanted to say. Reb Shlomo Zalman, in Mo'ir HaShabbos, he sent a letter to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Plato Chashmolis. B'shmira Shabbos, mashma Rabbeinu, that is oiser to put back, to put on. Only. והרי השימוש הוא רק לשמר על החוים, ואין רגילים לבש אלו לאו. ויהיה אפשר להגלס מנס החוים. לא מלא ימותו. כאימד אלוהים מחזיק עם מבשל, חן משה מגרס מישה, נדס מותו, אם יהיה אפשר לבשל. אף לכתחילה. אין פה דרב שמזלמן, נראה, דמיקול מקוים להעמיד בתחילה עושו. כיוון שזה מוקוים שאפשר גם לחמם שם, כשיר שהיה צלדס. While things could get warm, כשיר שהיה צלדס, שמזלמן says, דמיקול מקוים להעמיד בתחילה עושו. שמזלמן was not מקבל בסטיילה. They tell you that today a lot of people put shom that is not ready on a hot plate and it gets ready over Shabbos. If this is the mitzvah that people cook on it, so then for sure the heter fell off. Reb Shmuel Zalman disagreed, even if the mitzvah is right, that people don't cook on a hot plate, Shmuel Zalman said it's not a radiator. The mitzvah is not a radiator. People warm up. I saw in different halls, they take things and they use the hot plates to warm up, to finish up the zachem. It's not like a radiator. It's a matzah. So I'm saying, some people argue in the mitzvahs that the hot plates cook. Shmuel Zalman was not mekabelit. And I made Shmuel Shabbos, that sefer came to get askome, so Shmuel Shabbos was only masked to write the askome, the tonight that in the askome is written that this aloch is nish. This aloch is nish. This aloch is nish. Why it's so important to know that? First, because das is einzach. Why it's important to know that, but I want to be masber why. If you realize the whole shir, I was saying every time, about on a hot plate you could be maker. On a hot plate you could be maker. The mushroom, the chunks fell off a whole shayla. On a hot plate you could be maker. Why? A person, the mushroom, sees, oi, the fire went off. What's the tongue? Shem Zalman says, you're allowed to, but Yashim holds, you're not allowed to. Alamo to member, be'etem on a hot plate, some people hold you allowed to. So, Shem Zalman is not the Kabbalah. It's not the way we pass it. Oh, but to remember that we could use it for a tziruf alamo when you have a suffix, to remember that it's a shita that a hot plate that doesn't cook, you're allowed to. This is the reason if you look back on all the halachas that we said, alamo, the hot plate is leichter. Also, bediyeved, you come to such a house, amol, you know, you have cousins that are paskening like that, and you go to eat by them, and you see that they warm, you know, you go, a lot of times, I remember when I was a bohi, you go on the shudas, you see a kugel on the hot plate, a challah on the hot plate. Was it's up? Could be bediyeved, legabi to eat it, the ochis haShabbos wants the time, as can say, no, legabi bediyeved, legabi isur achile, you could be saying, and this shit is that it's mutter. Now, what someone mentioned here, if challah is the same, someone is asking if challah is the same. Why? Chazal didn't ask for challahs? Aber was came in tom? Is a tshuva from Reb Shlomo Zalman that in the beginning he for sure taught that challah is the same and different. Hanochas chaloi kugel al gabi pachsh al gabi oish. Bepnine amoir, this is the lotion to the shayla that was sent to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Kosav moron, Shlomo Zalman zatzal, shemuter leoniya chalo al gabi apachsh al gabi oish. Not only on the hot plate, even on the blech. Ve'atam, because no one bakes chalas on a blech. Chalas you bake in the oven. So b'meile val it's grufo and k'tumo, and it's not mechzik in mevashel. V'kosav shetoyv sheloy leaniach mamesh keneged ha'esh. The back and forth is letters. I will skip now the time. In the end of Tshuva Yudalev, Ach kevon shemeachroinim, mashma k'tzat sh'oisrim, hineni choyzer mima sh'omarti sh'muta. So these people vice toys are before the Chazore. So again, we can't yell at people that do it. Especially if they do it on a hot plate. If they put a challah on the hot plate, no. They have the amot cheskule. And then they have the kule from the habim levom shemazam. Shemazam. Now, we'll go weiter. Person wants to put something on the hot plate. We are from the people that know that hot plate is also. You don't want to hold like us? A blech is also. So you're not allowed to put. But if you have a chont pat on the hot plate, on the blech, you're allowed to put the challah on top of that. This is klal. On top of the pot, you're allowed to put. Not on the blech. But if you have a pot on the blech, you're allowed to put a challah on top of that pot. And I'll put a challah on top of that pot. Because it's a hefsek deiro meleo. I'm not going in now to the new trick that they made these water things that have the chant on top. This is a bazundo shmuz. If it helps or not, it's not for today. But a person has a chant pot, they had they made today to make it easy for people that they want to put back chant as achen. They made a big water thing that, you know, you put on the blech, a big water place, you know, for hacha, for Tifer Shabbos, instead of a cover, is another chunt pot that comes on top. It fits. As they made it, then it's a different shadow. The whole water becomes fleishig, you can't drink coffee from it. But I don't have to go. This is a specific pot. We'll speak later what is the halacha. Now we're speaking, a person has a chunt pot. We are from the people we know we don't put on lekatchile, not on a blech, and not on a hot plate in Shabbos. But you're allowed to put on top of the pot. That's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. What would be not to put on top of the pot? You don't have nothing. You have a clean blech for Shalosh Shudas, a clean hot plate. Zogim Shlom Azam and Oyerbach, you're allowed to take a pot, turn him over, and put on top of him. Even the Shulchan Aruch says you have to have Gdei Rameleo, but when you have a blech or a hot plate, you're allowed to put, this is what everyone does, how we warm kugel for shalosh shudas, or the chalas, we take a pot, we turn it over, it could be a small little tin, you know, chag pe'ami aza, from foil aza, you turn it upside down, huh? Has to be a couple centimeters, can't be, not a silver foil. Less than the small finger. No, open fire, you're not allowed. It's before Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed. If you have an open fire, you can't turn over a pot and put on top of it. A pot that is, about to get this, you're allowed to get it. The vow is being on a blech. If you have a blech, you're allowed to turn over a pot, and on top of that pot, you could put a kugel, and you could put a challah. Some people are machmir, Chazanish was machmir on it, a shtickle. But again, in a hot plate, the belt is makel, betzir of all of the kules. Okay, is one more aloche, it's really late, but I want to finish with a double sholem. To move, we'll start. It's also negata a blech, and it's also negata a hot plate. You have a blech, and you have one fire burning. You have the chunt on it. Or you have the chicken on it. So a person has a blech and he put one fire for Shabbos. His problem is by night he's planning to eat the chicken, by day he's planning to eat the chunt. Now it's not enough place. So till this shear, he put the chicken and the chunt on top. Then he took out the chicken and he put down the chunt. Now he knows that this he can't do. So what he does, he puts the chicken on top of the fire and the chunt near it. And he's planning, when he will finish to eat the chicken, he will move the chant. You're allowed to move the chant and the blech from the place that is no fire to the place that there is fire, or in the hot plate? Is the place that is warm and the place that is less warm? You're allowed to move it or not? So I want to mechalik the chilukim tzon klom. If you have a blech and one fire, and you have the chicken on the fire, the chunt is not on the fire. So it's divided to two echatimsis. If the chunt is touching a little bit the fire, even in the edge, you're allowed to, when you take off the chicken, to move the chunt on top of the fire. Even if it's not touching, if it's almost touching, if it's not touching, it's in two different areas, says the Machlekes. Shlomo Zalman v'Ravosner hold, even if in the place that it is, it could get the Yatzei lettuce, the lech is very hot, you're not allowed to move it from where there's no fire to the place that is fire. Rebbe Yashiv holds, you're allowed to. Rebbe Yashiv is making it. So nochabo. Shlomo Zalman holds it has to touch the fire to move it. If it's not touching the fire, you're not allowed to move it. Even if it's Yatzi lettuce. Rebbe Yashiv holds, even if it's not Yatzi lettuce in the other place, it can get a Yatzi lettuce if it adds warm. And it could warm, even in the other places. If it can warm, it's garnished. If it could warm, you're allowed to put it on the fire. And the same thing in the hot plate. Just again, in the hot plate, Alamo, it's leichter, because Lemaisam Shem Zalman said that he thinks in the hot plate, Lekula Alma, you're allowed to move it, because we look at it like one big fire. So even from the cold places to the warm places, you're allowed to move it. Just remember that you have to ask the Shaila, I don't want to go into it. What would be if a person had a hot plate, and the hot plate stopped to work in Shabbos, and he wants to move it from the hot plate to the blech? Some people hold that this is awesome. Because if we say blech is not dark levashel, it's not like a fire, so if you're putting it if the hot plate is not a fire, it's not dark levashel, and you're going up a madrege to a blech, some people hold that it's also. I can't say that it's also. But lekatchile, it's kedai to ask a shayla before you move from a blech, from a hot plate to a blech.